You're listening to Rosie on the House.
And it's the first Saturday of the month, 8 o'clock hour, outdoor living hour. So we're talking farm fresh with spokeswoman for the Arizona Farm Bureau, Julie Murphy, is in. And you brought a special guest with you. We just got down off his tractor, Selwyn Justice of Justice Brother Farms. Welcome back.
Yep, thank you.
It has been, it was January.
Last year.
Was it 18?
Mm-hmm.
18, yep. That we had you on for citrus.
Yep.
Y'all run the what was started as the University of Arizona's corporate extension.
Yeah, it was a crop condition experimental station out there in the West Valley to see kind of what did well and what strategies worked well for the cultivation of citrus out here in the Salt River Valley.
And they're done with it, and you get to benefit from it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You guys have a U Picket citrus orchard, 75 acres of all kinds of varieties of
yeah,
fruit.
So we have over 75 varieties of citrus out there, just right at the dead end of Greenway Road. And, we're open every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, starting the 7th of December all the way through the 5th of April. And we've got all kinds of good stuff out there. And we've got a lot more neighbors now to share it with than we ever had before. And we enjoy having them out there. So.
And it is a fun U-Pick. I've been there a couple times. It's very much worth the drive if you're on the East Valley and you need to get to the West Valley, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
And like you said, it's a growing West Valley, so you've got plenty of local support to pull from there. You were sharing a story about selling it at the age of 10 to the base.
Yeah, so just before my sister's wedding back in 1999, there was an F-16 crashed out there on our ranch, which is just due north of the base. Unfortunately, I mean, everybody was fine. You know, nobody got hurt. Even the cows were unharmed, you know. but the base was out there for quite some time, and it's a common fun story to tell about me when I was 10 years old at the time, and I went out there with a little wagon and my ATV, and I was out there selling oranges to all those guys from the base that were out there keeping an eye on things, and they loved it. And as a matter of fact, the two guys that were in the plane that crashed out there, we had a long-standing trade for years. You know, they'd come out and get some citrus, and they'd bring my mom some coffee from, you know, being stationed in Italy or, you know, whatever. So we had a blast, yeah.
So it's destiny that you guys have the U-Pick farm. In fact, this is a good segue. What's some of the history?
Yeah, so my family's been raising citrus in Arizona for a really long time. My grandfather, his brother, and his father, they moved out here in the early teens, they started the ranch back in 28, and they've been growing citrus ever since then. And to put that in the context of citrus in the valley, 1928 was when the Arizona Citrus Growers was formed. So the first real big commercial explosion of citrus happened around the same time. So in a lot of ways, we've been there since the beginning. And according to the guy that packs my fruit down in Rio Rico, we're the longest continually operated citrus orchard in the state of Arizona. And I tell people all the time, they ask me why I got into agriculture. I tell them I never had a chance. You know, I'm fourth generation out there on the ranch, and we've been doing the U-Pick now been out there for 4 years, been selling fruit there for direct market for three. That's spread into doing honey, and we've got some local food vendors that come out.
You did the pumpkins.
Yeah,
October.
We just got done with the pumpkin season, and which reminds me, we've got some leftovers, so on your way home, swing by and grab some, Romy. We'll get you hooked up. So that's really spread in a way that I never really thought I was going to be doing direct market stuff, but it sure has been a blast, and gives me a great opportunity to interact with our neighbors around agriculture.
Yeah. Well, you got yourself in trouble when you were selling those oranges as a little boy to the servicemen. The other fun thing that I like to highlight with the Justice Brothers, or the Justice family, is that you really do truly represent three of the five C's of Arizona: cattle, citrus, and the reason why I claim the third, because climate is one of them, mm-hmm. and you guys have to depend on the climate to produce the wonderful citrus that you produce, and so, hey, you cover three of the five.
Yeah, at one time, all four, or four of those five. We did cotton for
That's
years
true.
And years and years out there, too.
Yep. Yeah.
As my grandfather would say, we did anything that we thought would make us a little money, and that included all kinds of stuff. So,
the other fun thing about the Justice family is I always say that Dwayne and Selwyn both, Dwayne is his dad, are history buffs. So if you're really curious about some of the historical aspects of our Arizona history, you need to tap into these two because they really can speak it, at least certainly to what impact their family has had on our Arizona agriculture history.
Yeah, we enjoy it. It's a game between the two of us, you know, obscure, you know, minutia and trivia that we can kind of figure out about something. Or, you know, did you hear this or did you know is a pretty common conversation starter between my dad and I. So
you said you were fifth generation. You have a daughter. Is she as embedded as early on as you are in terms of the agriculture?
Well, I tell her, or when we talk about Scarlett and her time on the farm, and she leads a challenging life because she's got to go be a normal child during the school week, and then on the weekend she has to be feral and become a feral farm kid again. She gets out there, but she loves it. She really enjoys it. She started riding horses when she was real young, and she loves being out there and helping, especially this time of year when the weather's great. You know, in the summertime it's not nearly as much fun to help Dad irrigate, but this time of year it's always a blast for her. She really
the weather is beautiful, and Romy kind of hinted to it earlier, but the U of A citrus farms that you've took over and now have turned into a U-pick. Can you drill down a little bit more on just the wide variety of citrus there? And like, if I go again this year, what can I expect? Those type of things.
Yeah. So you're not the only person that has that question. And so, I inherited the U-pick even itself. A good friend of ours, James Truman, was the one that first started doing the direct market thing. And he did the smart thing and decided to retire with his wife and, you know, enjoy having some free time. So one of the practices that he had that we continue is we have a big table that we set out at the very beginning, and we have several varieties, usually about a dozen different varieties that we think are really good that weekend, and we have them out there cut up into samples so that people can actually try it. And I've actually had live at the table converts, people that really don't like grapefruit, for instance, you know, and I'll say, well, just give this one a try, and they go, well, this is some of the best grapefruit I've ever, if all grapefruit tasted like this, I'd be a huge fan. and I tell them, well, all of ours do. So please be a fan here if nowhere else. We have several varieties of grapefruit, several varieties of navel oranges, sweet oranges, got some good juicers out there. But we also have all kinds of stuff that a lot of people have never even interacted with or seen in the store. We have kumquats. We have a variety out there that comes out of Florida called a Eustace Limequat. And it is a lime kumquat hybrid. And that alone is really enticing to a lot of people just because they'd like to say that they tried one. We've got pomelo out there. We've got several varieties of blood orange. I mean, just anything you can think of, we probably got it. We've got lots of soft-skinned mandarins, you know, really easy to peel stuff. And so, yeah, all kinds of stuff out
there.
The
first time I went out there, I was amazed. I mean, it seems like you have at least three or four tables, like, put together in order to feature all the varieties. And I was kind of shocked that it was that many. And obviously, the U of A, when they first started this farm, Dad, who worked for the U of A, I can remember him talking about the farm, and he had gone there a handful of times. Why so many varieties? Obviously, they were experimenting on what varieties work best in the Southwest, or what was the...
Yeah, so... The reason that the station was built there, and also kind of similarly one of the reasons why that station was later decommissioned in 2007, it was really built to identify either new crops to market up here in the Salt River Valley, and also the best practices around raising citrus in the Salt River Valley specifically. And part of the reason why they decommissioned that station, we just don't grow as much as we used to. You know, a lot of the citrus production in Arizona has moved down to Yuma. And although it is fair to point out that citrus production in general, I mean, in the 70s at the peak of production, we had about 80,000 acres of citrus in Arizona. Now we're down to around 13,000.
13,000.
So they were looking at new markets, you know, there. We had we were having a lot of success with lemons and tangerines at that time. Those are still our big two here. But, you know, just kind of to look at fertigation and micro sprinkler systems for water conservation practices, just about anything you can think of would make an impact. They were trying to serve the industry.
Tap into those best practices.
Yeah, which they still do. Glenn Wright and the citrus program that he runs there really does just some real yeoman's work for our industry and for growers like me.
And then because now you've taken over something that historically was for testing best practices to grow fruit, you can make application to them, and especially on the original citrus orchard that you and your dad have, even pre-U of A. I mean, yeah. Have you been able to apply some of those best practices?
Yeah, so like weed mitigation and those kinds of things, pest mitigation and management, you know, water management, those kinds of stuff are all things that we've been able to look at. I really benefited a lot from going out there because they have some examples of, you know, what didn't work too, which is always a nice thing to know.
Yeah.
Know, save yourself from making the same mistake. So we've seen a lot of different ways, and as we plant some new citrus, we'll be incorporating some of the strategies that we saw there. One of the other things that they did there that's really interesting, and we spoke to this the last time I was here in January of last year. So all citrus trees are two different trees that have been grafted together. And you have a rootstock variety that is cultivated for the strength of the roots
yep.
in your particular area,
mm-hmm.
And then the variety itself that produces the fruit. So they did a lot of experimentation to see, like, they would plant several fruiting varieties that were identical, but each one of those trees would be planted on a different rootstock to see if there was any benefits to these new rootstocks.
Right.
And one of the things they found out then was that the conventional wisdom at the time was already sufficient. You know, the Seville rootstock, as John over at Greenfield Nursery knows, the Seville rootstock works really well in the Salt River Valley.
Cool. Of the remaining 13,000 acres, are most of those in Yuma?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. And that is key for us to remember. We're still producing a lot of tangerines.
And lemons,
yeah.
Well, we'll get to turkeys. Everyone that follows us on social media, our newsletter, knows we're going to be talking turkeys, but that was such a great story. We had to share that with our listening audience. We'll be back and continue talking with Julie Murphy, spokeswoman for Arizona Farm Bureau, and Slynn Justice of the Justice Brothers Ranch.